And it is up through February. So I am going to end my set with Madeline Peru and her version of Between the Lines. Thank you all for listening.
Drink up, baby, stay up all night. Things you could do, you won't, but you might. The potential you'll be, you'll never see. Promises you'll only make. Drink up with me now and forget all about pressure of days. Do what I say and I'll make you okay. Drive them away, the images stuck in your head. People you've been before that you don't want around anymore, that push, shove,
WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're staying warm. This is, you know, a pleasure compared to the sub-freezing, but that was Madeline Peru. That was a very beautiful song. I was channeling Billie Holiday. So, Kristen, thanks for your DJing. And this is WMFO Medford, live from Tufts University. This is The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce The Voice. And I hope everybody had wonderful holidays. We're getting ready for a big blizzard. So you have a couple of hours between now, I think, 1 o'clock tonight to get your stuff together, whether it's ice melt, shovels, oil for your place, food, water, all that good stuff. And yeah, we're in for a long haul, I think, on this one. And then it's going to get bitter cold, even more cold, colder. So, yeah, it's winter with a W, a capital W. And we've got Alaska's weather, and Alaska's got our weather. It's like, remember the first year I lived in Anchorage, it was, there were 2 weeks of 20 below weather. And that was pretty ridiculous. But it's dry cold. And, you know, actually the humidity is very low. So it's kind of similar to the kind of cold we have here. Yeah, we've got it. And what else do I want to say about what's going on in the world? You have to hang on. Hang on, because it's a crazy ride. So we're going to start off with, this is a great title, Mostly Other People Do the Killing. It's the name of the group. And the CD is called Paint. So we'll have a listen to that right here on the Voicemobile, WMFO. We'll be right back.
어제 포기 앞에지 Mas onde já nem sei Me levo para o mar Invera me laguei E deito nessa dor Meu corpo sem lugar A moça que se foi de nossa Vera Cruz E o pranto que ficou da morte que sonhei Nas coisas de um olhar
That was hauntingly beautiful. That was El Eco with Guillermo Neugeschwitz. And the song was Milonga para los Niños, featuring Roberto Cassani. So I was just reading about this CD. This is new to me. In fact, everything that you've been hearing today is new. This one... Where do I have the information on this one? So, it comes from a CD called Puerto de Buenos Aires, 1933, on Zoho Records. It says, in his most personal and profoundly moving project to date, Buenos Aires-born drummer, composer Guillermo Neugeschwitz has given us a compelling soundtrack for the reimagined story of his Polish grandmother's flight from Warsaw to Argentina in 1933, just as the Nazis were coming to power in Germany, in the wake of Adolf Hitler being appointed chancellor on January 30th of that year. Crossing Europe by train with her little child, Noe Nocheskowitz, Guillermo's father, they boarded a steamship in Bordeaux, France, and made the long, uncertain journey to the port of Buenos Aires to begin a new life. The project began on one of my trips home to Buenos Aires, says Nocheskowitz, who had studied film scoring at the Berklee College of Music in Boston, and later studied in New York with Brazilian drummer Duduca da Fonseca. I found a passport issued in the early 1930s with images of my grandmother and my dad. I knew that they came to Argentina to escape the economic hardships at the time, but I also knew that those who stayed behind died in the concentration camps. Nocheskowitz wrote the cinematic music for his El Eco Ensemble, featuring bassist, co-producer, and fellow Argentinian Fernando Huergo, Brazilian pianist Helio Alves, Italian saxophonist Marco Pignataro, and New York Voices co-founder Kim Nazarian, whose soaring wordless vocals are an integral part of the group's sound. Guest trumpeter Brian Lynch, a longtime member of Eddie Palmieri's band, brings his fiery high notes to several tracks, though we haven't heard those tracks yet. Very interesting CD, so we'll be certainly hearing more of that. The performers, Helio Alves on piano, Fernando Huergo on bass, Kim Nazarian on vocals and percussion, Marco Pignataro on tenor and soprano sax, Brian Lynch on trumpet, Guillermo Nocheskowitz on drums, percussion, and vocals, and then many, many guests on this. So I will certainly be looking forward to playing more of that for you. I had been so warm trying to get up the three flights of stairs to get here to the studio, and I'm wearing, of course, many, many layers, and now I'm freezing. So in a minute, I will get up and put some more layers back on. Okay, before that, we heard Danny Fox Trio, and this is his third album, The Great Nostalgist. Now, this has not actually come out yet. It will be available January 19th on Hot Cup Records, featuring pianist Fox, bassist Chris Van Vorst, Van Beest, and drummer Max Goldman. So their CD release concert is in January 22nd at Mesro in New York City. Well, I want to tell you about this CD. We heard Adult Joe. Let's see if it says anything about that particular cut. Of course, I forgot my glasses down in the car, so that doesn't help a whole lot. Oh, here we go. It says the album opens with the rolling piano figures, moody bass melody, and haunting cymbal howls of Adult Joe, an homage to old friends and kiddie nicknames. I wondered where that came from. I thought it had to do with a very special kind of coffee. The first six bass notes, plucked by Van Vorst, Van Beest, provide the theme that spins out into the various sections of the piece. Anyway, it gets into all kinds of stuff. So that's what we heard before that, and let's see. Going back before that, we heard, this is more new music. This is from Carry On Productions, Benji Kaplan, and Bryant Park, which of course is in New York City. So the disc is called Jarando Sete Cores. And let's see what it says about Bryant Park. It says the first four pieces touch upon Kaplan's personal journey, setting the thematic and character development, with references to both his hometown New York and the Brazilian musical traditions. Bryant Park built upon ascending descending patterns, and with the ensemble fronted by French horn, is a deftly syncopated, playfully bouncy excursion that highlights a sense of joy and whimsy that is often a part of Kaplan's method. So, got lots of wonderful things on this, which we'll be listening to. So, Anne Drummond is playing alto and C flute, Remy Leboeuf, clarinet and bass clarinet, David Bird Marrow, French horn, Benji Kaplan, nylon string acoustic guitar. Now that's a switch. He's the producer of all arrangements and compositions. All right, so then before that, we heard Yuko Ito. The song is Vera Cruz, which is Milton Nascimento. He did the music for that, and the lyrics are by Marcio Borges. And she is absolutely gorgeous. The picture of her is quite lovely. I think you can find her online. She's got a website, yokosings.com, yokosings.com, if you want to find out more about her. And this is her third album. The English translation of Speranza is Hope. And the recording is a collection of Brazilian songs by Milton Nascimento, Antonio Carlos Jobim, Luiz Bonfá, Ivan Lins, and Dori Kemani. What else does it say about her? Native of Tokyo, Japan, Ito has been performing publicly in wide range of styles, pop, rock, R&B, jazz, funk, gospel, free jazz, everything, various forms of Brazilian music since high school. Her early musical career began when she founded the girl rock band Sissy Boy, which produced two CDs, Marcy's Factory with Van Media and Kickoff Boys with Crown Records Japan. Even with her early success in Japan, Ito's musical vision was broad. Moving to New York in 1994, it was a vocal coach who soon encouraged her to explore jazz, which took her on the path of studying and receiving a BFA degree from City College of New York in music, jazz vocal performance, and the direction of Sheila Jordan. After a jam session Ito attended while still in school, she was invited by jazz artist Sabir Mateen to perform with him. Well, it goes on that she's performed with the Harlem Globe Gospel Choir and appeared at the Blue Note. That's, of course, New York. Performed with the Harlem Gospel Choir in Times Square on Good Morning America, ABC. And she's performing at many of the top venues in New York, the Lenox Lounge, Jazz at Kitano, the Better End. It used to be the Bitter End, but that's a different club, I guess. And, we'll certainly be hearing more of that. She's terrific. So, let's see. Mostly Other People Do the Killing was what I opened up with. And the song was Yellow House. And that's Mopa Elliott. The CD is called Paint. And that was released in October of 2017. Featuring Ron Stabinski. Let's see. What else does it say about this? Now, we listened to Yellow House. What does it say about Yellow House? It says the album opens with a lilting Yellow House, a composition consisting of four distinct sections and a melody that recalls the hard bop era of the 1950s. The solo form of the composition alternates between the initial melody and an Afro-Cuban feel in a minor key. Stabinski's solo builds to a climax and dissolves the form before bassist Elliott restates the opening theme. The interplay between the members of the trio is easy to hear as drummer Shea and Stabinski exchange high-pitched interjections. So, all right, so I think that's everything I've played. Let me just check. I don't know if any of you had an opportunity to hear or see on GBH. They showed it twice already. It was it was featuring the 100th birthday of the writer of West Side Story, the the music. Bernstein. Thank you. Bernstein. Okay. The mind is still working. Anyway, Newsy was his 100th anniversary birthday, and they had a wonderful, absolutely wonderful program. And I watched it twice, and I saw things that I hadn't seen the first time. So if you go to WGBH, you'll probably find other times when it's going to be available. It's just a terrific program. And the thing that I took away most was how much of a people person, besides being a brilliant musician, composer, educator, he really loved people and tried to find ways to bridge conversations with people, to find out about folks. The people who worked with him just had so much praise that he was so wonderful to work with. And he was really a genius. So it's worthwhile to check in. There were several selections, dances from operas that they played. And in fact, I had the opportunity to go to the first day concert at Sanders with the Boston Baroque. And one of the soloists, who's, of course, I forgot to bring the program. I think if I can remember her name, she was brilliant. She did an encore from one of the operas that Bernstein had written. So that was quite thrilling. So, having said all of that, let me see and check some information for you. Let's see. So this is one about pedestrian safety. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds. Drive alert and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. Well, I have to tell you, one of the things that they're trying to educate people to do, if you're a driver, before you open up your driver's door, turn around and look behind you, because sometimes there are bicyclists who are coming along, and if you don't do that, you could open up the door and knock them off the bike. So you have to really program yourself to do this. It's not automatic. The other thing that I've had happen twice now to me, I back into my driveway, because if I don't, getting out in the morning would be very difficult. So I'm looking at the street, I'm looking to see if cars are coming, and I did not look to see people on the sidewalk. And my goodness, I mean, can you imagine? Luckily, everything was okay, but I have to I'm in a hurry to get in, but I have to watch and see that there's nobody walking behind the car. What can I tell you? All right, so we're going to continue on with some of the new music. And what do we have here? Let's see. I think we're going to take this one out. And yes, we're going to play something from A Woman's Journey here on WMFO Medford.
They wanted, there'd be nothing left. People would do what they wanted, and there'd be no government.
If I put down pot, don't think a lot, for what time, how much, what to do with it.
3 days to get out. Tomorrow is a drag, pops. The future is a flake.
No government. People will see with clarity, and there'll be no suffering.
Had a canary.
No.
Let me share my past with her. I bought a dog that killed the cat that ate the canary. What is the truth?
If everyone knew what they wanted, there'd be nothing, nothing left. People would do what they wanted, and there'd be no government.
Had an uncle with an Ivy League card.
Let them be, and there'll be no suffering.
Cough blood on this earth, now there's a race for space. We can cough blood on the moon soon. Tomorrow is drag, still cats. Tomorrow is a king-size drag.
If everybody knew what they wanted, if everybody knew what they wanted, people will live with clarity, and there'll be no government. No government.
A fast short swing with a gassy chick. Turn out to a thousand joys. Smile on what happened. Check what's gonna happen. You'll miss what's happening. Turn your eyes inside and dig the vacuum. Tomorrow.
Everybody knew what they wanted. If everyone knew what they wanted, people would see with clarity, and there'd be no suffering. There'd be no
Thank you.